Hello and welcome to today's news podcast powered by Tena Daily. I'm Fidel Kizito and I'll be your host for today's episode where we delve into the aftermath of a horrific event, the terrorist attack that struck a Moscow concert hall last Friday. This heinous act, claimed by the Islamic State, claimed over 130 innocent lives and left hundreds injured. We explore the global response to this tragedy, from messages of condolences to calls for action. The attack unfolded on Friday evening, shattering the peace of a concert hall filled with music lovers. Details are still emerging, but reports indicate that the attackers used guns and explosives, unleashing their brutality on unsuspecting civilians. This act of cowardice has sent shockwaves across the globe, leaving a profound sense of grief and outrage. Chinese President Xi Jinping was among the first world leaders to react. In a message filled with sorrow, he expressed his shock and offered heartfelt condolences to the victims' families and the Russian people. President Xi condemned all forms of terrorism and reaffirmed China's unwavering support to the Russians' efforts to maintain national security and stability. This strong stance reflects the growing partnership between China and Russia, particularly in the face of shared security threats. The international community has spoken with one voice in condemning this act of terror. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly denounced the attack and expressed his deepest sympathies to the victims and their families. Leaders from France, Italy, Japan, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Cambodia, and others echoed this sentiment, offering their condolences and condemning the violence. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken denounced the Moscow attack as a heinous crime and reiterated American unwavering stance against terrorism in all its forms. Secretary Blinken emphasized U.S. solidarity with the Russian people during this time of grief. This message underscores the importance of international cooperation in the fight against terrorism, despite ongoing geopolitical tensions. Russia's President Vladimir Putin addressed the nation in a televised speech, calling the attack a bloody and barbaric act. He vowed to bring those responsible to justice, confirming the arrest of all the four perpetrators. President Putin also pledged to find and punish all those involved, including financiers and organizers, sending a clear message that Russia will not tolerate terrorism. To honor the victims, President Putin declared a national day of mourning in Russia. The Moscow attack serves as a stark reminder that terrorism remains a persistent threat to global peace and security. This is not the first time Russia has faced such an act of violence, and it certainly won't be the last. However, the international community is not powerless. Leaders around the globe have called for a unified and resolute response to combat these menace. Effective counterterrorism measures require close cooperation on intelligence sharing, dismantling terrorism networks, and addressing root causes of extremism. China, a nation that has itself suffered from terrorism, stands firmly with the international community in fighting against this global threat. President Xi Jinping's message of support reflects China's growing role in global security matters. China actively participates in international counterterrorism efforts and promotes dialogue and cooperation between nations. Beyond condemning this act of terror, the world must focus on preventing future tragedies. This includes dismantling terrorism networks, disrupting their funding sources, and addressing the root causes of radicalization. Investing in education, promoting social inclusion, and fostering interfaith dialogue are crucial steps in countering extremist ideologies. The Moscow attack serves as a powerful reminder that terrorism thrives on fear and division. In the face of such tragedy, the world must stand together in solidarity. The Chinese people stand with the Russian people during this difficult time. We condemn this act of terror and offer our unwavering support for Russia's efforts to safeguarding national security and stability. While world leaders discuss strategies and pronouncements, it is important to remember the human cost of terrorism. The victims of the Moscow attack were not just statistics. They were individuals with families, friends, and dreams. Hundreds of families are now left to grapple with unimaginable loss. The physical and psychological scars of this attack will undoubtedly linger for years to come. The Moscow attack is a call to action. It's a call for vigilance, for cooperation, and for unwavering commitment to the fight against terrorism. For more international news updates, please visit our website www.chinadaily.com/cn.